This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, March 8th, 2024. The man who defined the sound of live rock and roll music and brought audio engineering principles into mainstream amateur radio use, Dr. Bob Heil, K9EID, has passed away at the age of 83. He was an ARRL Life member and in the ARRL Maximum Society. A Facebook post from Heilham Radio paid tribute to their founder. Bob fought a valiant year-long battle with cancer and passed away peacefully surrounded by his family. He founded Heil Sound in 1966, through which he created the template for modern concert sound systems for musicians like the Grateful Dead, The Who, Joe Walsh, and Peter Frampton. In fact, the talk box used on the iconic live record Frampton Comes Alive was one of Heil's designs. I've watched Heil Sound go from a regional sound company to a world-class microphone manufacturer. This company has been my passion, he said. Heil was also known as a mentor who enjoyed helping others find success in ham radio. ARRL President Rick Roderick, K5UR, said Heil's passing is a significant loss. Bob Heil's technical achievements that brought high-quality audio to amateur radio pale in comparison to his generosity and willingness to help his fellow hams. He's long been known as someone eager to help mentor and teach. His legacy on our hobby will be long-lasting. Our thoughts are with his loved ones. You can read more about Bob Heil at ARRL.org. Robert B. Bob Valio, W6RGG, has been honored by the ARRL Board of Directors as an honorary vice president. In a motion that passed with an extended standing ovation, the board awarded the honor at their annual meeting in January 2024. His tenure of service to ARRL started 46 years ago. He served as communications manager for the ARRL East Bay section from 1978 to 1983, section manager of the East Bay section from 1984 to 1999, Vice Director of the Pacific Division from 2000 to 2003, Director of the Pacific Division from 2003 to 2017, and Second Vice President of ARRL from 2018 to 2023. The motion continues, in part. Robert B. Valio has also served diligently as a member of the Executive Committee numerous times, a member of the Programs and Services Committee, a member of the Administration and Finance Committee, and many more. Valio has been active in a number of high-profile DX positions and is an avid contester. The last total solar eclipse across North America for 20 years will occur on Monday, April 8th. Hams across North America are being asked to participate in learning more about how the ionosphere functions by getting on the air to help scientists in a series of ionospheric experiments. HamSci, which has presentations for hams interested in participating on Wednesday, March 27th at 8 p.m. Eastern Time, 5 p.m. Pacific Time. On that same day, they have a 10 p.m. Eastern Time and a 7 p.m. Pacific Time schedule for a Zoom presentation on HamSci's Festival of Eclipse Ionospheric Science. The presenters will also take your questions during that 30-minute presentation. The program will start by covering HamSci's basis and purpose, quickly moving into why they are conducting the experiments and how hams and shortwave listeners can participate, and what they hope to learn from the event. Along the way, there will be discussions why the science behind the events is important to users of high-frequency radio spectrums, including amateur radio operators. You can learn about HamSci's eclipse-focused operating events. There's the Solar Eclipse QSO Party, Gladstone Signal Spotting Challenge, the Medium Wave Recording Event, Time Delay of Arrival Event, and the Grape 1 Doppler Receiver Project. There is a link to all of these presentations at ARRL.org. In the meantime, during the eclipse, John Legoren, KA4RXP, will be operating Maritime Mobile off the coast of Mulatan, Mexico, at the beginning of the total solar eclipse as it transits the Maritime Provinces of Canada. Look for KA4RXP/MM around 14.265 megahertz. The National Conference of Volunteer Examiner Coordinators, known as NCVEC, Question Pool Committee, has removed one general license class question. The deleted question, G1E09, from the general class poll has been deleted because they have determined the question is defective and must be withdrawn. They discovered that, as worded, the question is showing the wrong correct answer. Question G1E09 must be withdrawn from that pool effective immediately and should be removed from examinations just as soon as possible. The current Element 3 general question pool became effective on July 1st, 2023, and it is valid through June 30th of 2027. The ARRLVEC advises the community to regularly check the NCVEC website for updates to the question pools, which may include errata and withdrawn questions. The Federal Communications Commission, the FCC, has a job opening that might be a good opportunity for recently graduated amateur radio operators who have knowledge of the spectrum and RF. This is a recent graduate's position in the FCC's Pathway Program, and it will be located in the FCC Office of Engineering and Technology in Washington, D.C. Applications will be accepted for engineering graduates who earned their degree in 2022 or later. For veteran applicants, earlier graduates qualify based on their military service, including students expecting to graduate in May of 2024. There will be on-the-job training for the position as well. Some of the duties range from performing propagation analysis of terrestrial, satellite, and/or airborne systems, to evaluating the emission characteristics of various transmitters to validate coexistence with neighboring systems. Projects may involve various computer software and engineering and scientific applications. Applications are being accepted now through July 2nd of 2024, and a complete description and the required qualifications for that job can be found at www.usajobs.gov. Pi Day is on the menu for amateur radio on March 14, 2024. Pi Day 314 is a day when mathematicians, scientists, and math lovers around the world celebrate the mathematical sign pi, which is a never-ending number. The David Sarnoff Radio Club, DSRC, will operate special event station N3P on March 14th from 0000 Zulu to 2359 Zulu in conjunction with the Princeton University's Pi Day celebration and the Einstein birthday party held in Princeton, New Jersey as well. Albert Einstein was born on March 14, 1879. When contacting N3P, make sure you say Happy Pi Day and include the state, province, country, and/or grid square from which you're celebrating. The operating frequencies will be 14.031, 14.314, 7.031, and 7.22 megahertz, and DSRC's local repeaters will also be active. There may be additional activity on PSK 31 around 7070 plus or minus and 14070 plus or minus, or even RTTY. For more information, see the DSRC's special event page. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. This has been a quiet week for satellite news. Progress is continuing to move forward on the next generation of AMSAT satellites, GULF, standing for Greater Orbit, Larger Footprint. Of course, design, assembly, and all the things that go along with that could not be done without the generous donation of volunteer hours. The GULF series will be very different from the previous FOX series that were 1U CubeSats. GULF will be 3U CubeSats with deployable solar panels, 3-axis attitude control, software-designed radio, and radiation-tolerant IHU design. They are planned to have VHF and UHF on GULF T and GULF 1. There will also be C-band, 5.6 GHz uplink, and X-band, 10 GHz downlink, sometimes called 5 and dime. The 3U configuration allows for more to be packed inside. These satellites should be exciting as they start to reach completion and get a launch. To see the type of needs AMSAT has, you can visit AMSAT.org and click on the tab Get Involved. There's a link to volunteer. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. In radio sport this week, a lot of contests. On March 9th, the YBDX Ritty contest, that's digital. Also on March 9th, the AGCWQRP contest, that is CW. And then on March 9th through the 10th, there are 10 contests. The SARL VHF UHF M contest, that's phone. The SARL Field Day contest, CW phone and digital. The RSGB Commonwealth BERU contest, CW there. March 9th through the 10th, the DIG QSO party, that's single sideband phone, and also the EA PSK 63 contest, that's PSK 63, of course. March 10th or March 9th through the 10th, the South America 10-meter contest, CW and phone, the Stu Perry top band challenge, CW, the Oklahoma QSO party, CW phone and digital, the Tesla Memorial HFCW contest, that is CW, and the Idaho QSO party, CW phone and digital. Then on March 10th, it's the North American Sprint RTTY contest, that is digital. Upcoming section, state, and division conventions on March 8th and 9th, it's the Acadiana DX Association Hamfest and Swap Meets. That's hosting the ARRL Louisiana State Convention in Rain, Louisiana. March 16th, the 49th Annual Stewart Hamfest, hosting the ARRL Southern Florida Section Convention. That's in Stewart, Florida. March 16th, the St. Patrick's Day Hamfest, hosting the ARRL West Texas Section Convention. That's in Midland, Texas. And on April 6th, it's the Raleigh Hamfest, hosting the ARRL Roanoke Division Convention. That's in Raleigh, North Carolina. And finally this week, thanks to the CGR Radio Networks for the Blind and Disabled in Vancouver, Washington, for airing the ARRL Audio News. 73.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.